The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Simen Gimel. Din Levi Shas Begadav V'hi Lucha. The laws of dressing one's garments and walking. Sif Aleph. Ksiv, the verse states, V'yatzmei Amrecha Simen Loikecha. And walking with modesty with your God. The pasuk is telling us that a person is obligated to act in a modest manner. Lefikach, therefore, tzarech ha'adam li'ayis tzanu'a b'chol orachayisaf. A person has to be modest in all of his ways. Everything he does should be done with modesty. V'lochein, and therefore, kishan lo'yvesh, when he dresses, v'ayipayishet es chalukay, or he removes his chalak. A chalak is some type of long garment that was worn on the skin. V'ayishar begesh abasayir, or any other garment that is on his skin, such as an undershirt. Yedaktik me'od, he should be very careful. Shen lo'y le'galay, says gufay, not to reveal his body. A person should be careful to that even in the privacy of his own home, his body should not be revealed. Ella, rather, yalbishoy, he should put it on, he should dress it. V'yavshita, he should undress it, remove it. Kishuhu shaychev al mishkavay mechuse, while he is lying on his bed covered, meaning under the blankets. While he's under his blankets, he should change from his clothing, let's say, to his pajamas, and vice versa. He should not do so out in the open to allow his body to be revealed. V'al yoymer, and he should not say, a person should not say, hineni b'chadri chadarin, behold, I am in a room within rooms. It's very private. No one's around. U'v'chashecha, it's even dark. Mi ra'eini, who can see me? So what difference does it make if my body is uncovered, it's not even visible? Because the Holy One, blessed be He, Hashem, the whole world, His glory fills the whole world. Hashem is everywhere. And darkness is just like light in front of Him. Blessed is His name. That's Nivas Vahavusha, and the trait of modesty and the trait of embarrassment. Vabashas, embarrassment, may vien as ha'adam, they bring a person with a hachna on the front of his parashman to the trait of submission in front of him. Blessed is his name. So a person should try to be extra careful to always act in a modest manner, even in the privacy of one's own home, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, is always there. And the modesty is not for the sake of other people watching, rather the modesty is because that's the proper way a person should act in the presence of Hashem. Sifteis. Ein hochen b'chukos evdei kechavim. A person may not walk, may not follow in the customs of the Gentiles who worship avodah zarah, idolatry. The name is dan melehen, and he cannot compare himself, act in a manner comparable to them. Loi b'malbush, not in his dress. Loi b'seyar, and not in his hair, meaning the way in which he makes his hairstyle. Ukiyitzibin, or anything similar. Kimashe kasav, as the verse says, v'leiselcho b'chukes ha'goyin, you may not go in the laws or customs of the nation that I am taking you, as the Jews were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, the land where the Canaanite nations lived, and they were warned they should be careful not to follow in the customs of the nations that they are going to come in contact with. And the verse further states, you should not walk in their customs, in their laws. And it says in the verse, you should be careful, maybe you will stumble after them, meaning you will follow their customs, and that will lead you astray, that will lead you to stumble. what does that entail? So the Kitzur explains to us, well, yilbash malbush hamayuchalohem, a person should not wear a garment, a type of style of dress, which is miyuchalohem, it's designated by them, for them, l'shum geyus, for haughtiness. L'hu malbush sarim, this is referring to a type of dress that princes wear, or high officials. Or dugma, for example, hadi amir, and this that we say, b'gemara in the Talmud, in Tractate Sanhedrin, the also in Yisrael, in his tamis lehem, it's forbidden for a Jew to act in a manner comparable to them, to the non-Jews, afilu b'ritzuos haminon, even in his shoelaces. She'em haya darkon likshar kach, if it was the custom among the non-Jews to tie the shoelaces in one manner, v'derech Yisrael b'din acher, and the way, the custom among Jews to tie it in a different manner, or their custom, the non-Jewish custom was to have red or brightly colored shoelaces, and the custom of Jews was to have black shoelaces. What's the difference between a black shoelace and a red shoelace? Explain to Kitzur Mishum that Tzeva Shachar, because the color black, Meira Alanova, Shiflus Itznias. It has the connotation of humbleness, submission, loneliness, and modesty. Because it's not showy, it's not flashy, it's something which is more toned down and doesn't attract attention. So the non-Jews are wearing this style in order to attract attention. So also in Yisrael, Nishanis, it's forbidden for a Jew to change and to wear the more brightly colored shoelaces. So we see from here that if the style of the non-Jews, even if it's not idolatrous, it's just a style which is not conformed to the proper way a Jew is supposed to dress, it's made specifically for a negative purpose, such as for haughtiness, a Jew is not allowed to wear such a style, which is a non-Jewish style. And from this, every person should learn, according to his place and his time, whatever the style is in your location, wherever you may happen to live, and whenever you may happen to live, that a style of dress which is made for haughtiness, upritzas, and for immodesty, well, Yaseh HaYisrael, a Jew is not allowed to wear that. Even if these proper parts of his body or her body may happen to be covered, if the reason for the style is immodest, it's to call it, or to call attention to oneself, it's to show off, such a style is not appropriate for a Jew to wear, and they may not copy the non-Jewish style. Ella, rather, Malbushov, his dress, you, Asuyan, they should be made in a manner, Amayra, which shows, which has a connotation on achna, on submission, humbleness, that's utznius, and modesty. Hachi Amirim B'Sifri, this is what we say in the Sifri, the Medrash, on Parsha, in Sefer Devarim. Shemlai Taima, one should not say, since they dress in royal purple, so too I will dress in royal purple. Since they, the non-Jews, go out wearing kelusin, which the Kitzur translates to mean clay zion, armaments, with swords and the like, so too I will go out dressed in armor or with weapons. Shadavarim halalu, because these things, divrei shachatz v'gaivahim, they are matters of arrogance and haughtiness. V'like eila chelak Yaakov, and it's not the portion of Yaakov, the portion of the children of Yaakov, of the Jews, is not like these. We act different. Now, adarkam liyas tnuim v'anavim, rather, their custom is to be modest and humble. The lame lefanei sal rahavim, and not to turn to the customs of people who are haughty. And the chen kol davish nagu minig v'chayik. Similarly, not just something that it's a style because of haughtiness or because of immodesty, but any style, any custom that they have, they have an established fixed custom or tradition, and there is no clear reason. The ikal amechosh that we have to be worried, sheyesh by shemetz avedes kechavim, that it has its source, you know, some kind of root in idolatrous behavior, that the reason they have this style is rooted in idolatry, or the reason they have this custom is based upon idolatry. Mayase Yisrael Kain, a Jew should not act in that manner. Certainly, if they have a custom that we know is idolatrous, a Jew should not act in such a manner. But even a custom that just makes no sense, there is no discernible reason for such a custom, we have to be worried maybe the roots of this custom are based on idolatry and we have since forgotten. And therefore, a Jew should not act with such a custom or wear such a style of dress. V'chein, and so too, lo yigal le'ach, a person should not shave his head or his beard, v'lo yigal osiris roshay, or not let the hairs on his head grow long, k'mayhem, just like the non-Jews. Eliyahim mudamayhem, a person should be separate from the non-Jews, mabushav, in his clothing, ubidiburay, in his manner of speech, ubishay ma'isav, and all his other actions and activities. K'mayshu hu mudamayhem, is just like a Jew is separated from them, b'madai, in his opinions, ubidayisav, and in his character traits. So too, he should be separated in his speech, his mode of dress, everything else that he does. The Chen HaWayman so says, "Va'avdil Hashem and Ha'amim, I have separated you from the nations." That Hashem tells the Jews, you are to be separated, you are to be different and distinct from the other nations. Sif Gimel. Lo yilbash begadim yikar, a person should not wear expensive clothes, even if it is not the style of the non-Jews, but the clothes are very fancy and expensive, a person should not wear such clothes. Ki davar zeh, because this thing, this matter of wearing fancy, expensive clothes, maybe it's all the way they gaiva, brings a person to be haughty. He feels he's better than other people because of his fancier dress, and therefore it's not appropriate dress for a Jew. V'loi begadim pechusim ma'id, nor should a person wear garments which are very lonely, or dirty. He should not be disgraced and looked down upon in the eyes of the other people. Rather, you should have middle class type of clothing, which are clean. Another point, a person should always sell even the beams of his house. A person should rather sell his real estate, sell his house if he has to, and buy shoes for his feet. This is a statement of the Talmud in Masechta Shabbos, in Tractate Shabbos, and Rashi explains over there that there is nothing more disgraceful than a person walking barefoot in the street, and therefore a person should make every effort to make sure that he has shoes. Sift out. Lefisha Matzino, because we find Shayimin hi chashuva v'tayra, that the right hand is more special, has precedence, is more significant in the eyes of the Torah, for many laws. For example, Mu'inin Avaida, as far as the service in the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, that the Kohanim, the priests, are obligated to use their right hand. Mu'inin Bayhen Yadu, Bayhen Regel Sham Yiluim V'Sham Etzayra, and regarding the thumb of the hands and the big toe of the foot, that during the Yimei Miluim, during the days of the inauguration of the tabernacle, the Mishkan, in the desert, and when a Mitzayra, a leper, becomes purified from his spiritual impurity, there has to be a sacrifice which is brought, and the blood from the sacrifice is put on the thumb and the big toe of the priest during the inauguration of the temple, of the tabernacle, and on the leper, on the mitzvah. It has to be specifically on the right hand and on the right foot. And regarding the commandment of chalitza, which is when there is when there is the action of a levirate marriage, when a person passes away without any offspring, without any children, his brother is supposed to marry his wife. That's the mitzvah of Yibum, the commandment of Yibum. If the brother does not wish to do so, he may perform the chalitza. They may perform a chalitza ceremony, which involves the wife of the deceased removing the shoe from the foot of her brother-in-law, of the brother of the deceased, and it has to be removed. The shoe must be removed from the right foot. So we see in many places in the Torah that the right is more significant. Lachain, therefore, v'levisha, when a person is getting dressed, lachain b'shay levar, or anything else that a person does, for example, when he washes his body, ma'olam yaktim shal yamin l'shal smel, a person should always give precedence to the right over the left, and he should put his right arm in his right sleeve before putting his left arm in his left sleeve. A person should wash his right arm before he washes his left arm. And anything similar. When a person removes his shoes or any other article of clothing, you should remove the left first, because that is the honor of the right, that it remains on longer, it doesn't get taken off first. But, however, when it comes to tying, the left side is more significant when it comes to tying, because when men wear tefillin, they put it on their weaker hand. Tefillin are supposed to be placed on the weaker hand, which for the majority of the population is the left hand. So we find that the left has a greater significance when it comes to tying, putting on a tefillin, which is tying on a tefillin. But the lachain, and therefore, when a person has to tie something, yiksha shall sumel techila, should tie the left first. Kigoin, for example, if a person has shoes, sheyesh b'hem kishira, that they have knots, you have shoes with laces. Noyel shall yamin, you first put on the right shoe. Ve'enai kishra, but you do not yet tie it. Ve'noyel shall sumel, and then he puts on the left shoe. Ve'kishra, and he ties it. Ve'achakach kishra shall yamin, and afterwards he ties the right shoe. Ve'chei mishar, we got him any other garment, if he has laces on his sleeves, or something similar, he should first tie the left and then tie the right. This latter point, however, is there's a disagreement among the Paiskim, among the commentators. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this idea that one should tie the left shoe first is limited to shoes and does not apply to other garments. That he doesn't not explain why, but for some reason shoes are more directly connected to the mitzvah of tefillin. I recently saw an idea that the Talmud tells us, and Rashi brings this in Chumash, that Avraham Avinu, when he declined the offer of the king of Sodom to receive all the booty that he had, Avraham Avinu had recaptured from the war against the four kings who had captured Sodom, Avraham Avinu said the words, "I will not take even a shoelace." And in that merit, Hashem gave his offspring the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore there's a connection between shoelaces and tefillin. And therefore specifically by shoelaces, we tie the left one first, just like by tefillin. If one is a lefty, and therefore he ties his tefillin on his right hand, which is his weaker hand, so the Mishnah Berurah says that he should therefore tie his right shoe first. He still puts on his right shoe first, because we don't look at the individual person, rather we say the right is objectively more significant, and therefore a lefty would put on his right shoe first, but he would also tie his right shoe first, because for him, the right has precedence, is more significant as far as tying. However, many later commentators point out that the source which the Mishnah Berurah brings for this idea really does not say what the Mishnah Berurah says. Really, the source says that one who is left-footed should tie his right shoe first, meaning one who is left-handed, he should tie his left shoe first, just like everybody else. However, if one is left-footed, which means when he takes a step from a standing position, he moves his left foot first. When he kicks a ball, he kicks with his left foot. Such a person should tie his right shoe first. But if he is right-footed, even if he is left-handed, he would still act like everybody else and tie his left shoe first. Sifhei. Yizahem min lo b'shnei b'gadim b'yachad. A person should be careful not to dress, not to put on two articles of clothing at one time, at the same time. For example, he shouldn't put his hand in the sleeve of his jacket and coat at the same moment together. Mishum dekashal l'shichah, because it is difficult. It could cause a person to forget. Causes forgetfulness. Sifvav. Also in Lein Lechtal Amos, a person is forbidden to walk 4 amos, 4 cubits, which we said is approximately 6 to 8 feet. Oy mahaitzi mipiv, or to express from his mouth, davar shebekdusha, any matter of holiness, words of Torah, words of prayer, blessings, begili harayish, with an uncovered head. A person must have his head covered any time they are walking or saying, even if they're sitting in one spot, if they're saying words of holiness, blessings, prayer, Torah, they must keep their head covered. And it is brought down that it's certainly a good thing to have one's head covered, even if he's just sitting and not walking anywhere. The gamak tanim, even young children, young boys, srichim lahargilan lechaseis reshen, person is supposed to accustom them to cover their head, ki heichi, in order that he have a mayu that should be upon them, imsa the shemaya, the fear of heaven. It should remind them that there is someone above them, and they should keep in mind that Hashem is there, and stop them, allow them to have your shemaya, the fear of heaven, stop them from doing the wrong thing. We find by the sage of Nachum Bayitzlak, who was in Amira, he was during the period of the Gemara, and the Talmud tells us, Imeder of Nachum Bayitzlak, the mother of Nachum Bayitzlak, Amnullah Kaldai, the Kaldai, the Chaldeans, who the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch translates for us as the Chayzim B'Kechavim, the stargazers told her, Bereich Ganvahav, your son is going to be a thief. So the Talmud said, Loishav Kasei Gimui Reisha, she, the mother of Nachum Bayitzlak, did not allow him to go anywhere without his head covered, with a revealed head, with an uncovered head. Amrale, she said to him, Kasei Reishach, cover your head, ki heichi d'tihava Allah chayim sadashamay, in order that you should have upon you the fear of heaven. And the Talmud records the story. It seems that it is correct and proper for one to do this. Siv Zayin. Also in Le'elach V'kayim HaZekufa, a person may not walk with an erect posture, but gari natu in an outstretched neck. A person shouldn't walk with a haughty posture. He's not obligated to walk extremely stooped to hurt his back, but a person should not walk with an extremely erect posture with his nose stuck up in the air, because that is a manner of haughtiness. K'inin Shinema, like it says in the Pasuk, like the verse states, Vatim Lachnu, 2 years Gara, in the verse is denigrating the practices of the daughters of Zion, who walked in a haughty manner, and it says that they walked with their necks outstretched. So we see that it's a negative thing to do. It's not the proper way for a person to walk. When we call Malkim, and still, even though it's not proper for one's neck to be outstretched with his nose up in the air, a person should not bend his head down too much and stare at his toes. It's rather in the middle. It should be in the middle of the middle character trait. Enough that you should see the person coming towards you. Not all the way up in the air, not all the way down looking at your toes, but rather in the middle. So you should be able to see a person walking opposite you. You also should be able to see where you are walking. You shouldn't bang into things and bump into things as you're walking. Also from the way in which a person walks, it is clear, if he is a wise man, somebody who has knowledge, a shaita is sachor, if he is a fool, an imbecile and a fool. Because a person could walk in a refined manner and show that he is a chacham, he could walk in an unrestrained, wild manner and show that he is a fool. This is what Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said in his wisdom in the Sefer Koheles. V'gam ba'derech, also on the road, k'sha'asachon ho'lechunai, fool, is walking, levi chaser, his heart is lacking, meaning his mind seems to be lacking. V'amalakon, he says to everybody through his actions, sachon hu, that he is a fool. Meaning, humaydiya lekol al-atmahis, lets it be known to every about himself, shehu sachon, that he is a fool. Meaning, that a person should make sure to walk in a refined manner, in a manner which shows wisdom, rather than a manner which shows foolishness. Sifches. Nishli zahir. One should be careful. Shelo yemlech ish ben shtei nashim. A man should not walk between two women. V'loy ben shnei kalavim, nor between two dogs. V'shnei chazir, nor between two pigs. Two men should not allow a woman, a dog, or a pig to walk in between them. The Talmud tells us this, that it can have a detrimental effect on the men, on the man walking between the two women, or on the men who are being walked between. Therefore, it's proper for one to be careful about this. If one is really unable to be careful, one... For two men who walk together, it's not as much of a problem. If one is really stuck, if one is holding something in his hand, it is a little better, rather than being empty-handed when one is walking between the two women.